You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. I had to go.
It's the final word, daily in association with Advanced Hair Studio, and with me, Daniel Norcross, and Test Match Specials, Henry Moran. Third day, fifth test, England and India here at a now sunny Edgbaston. And to sum up what has been quite the day, here is Henry.
Well, England came out fighting, as they normally do with a bat, aggressive, Bazball style. Ben Stokes trying to wallop it all over Birmingham. He was dropped on a couple of occasions, eventually caught by Jasprit Bumrah. Brilliant dive to his left. Johnny Bairstow got his 300 in as many games, his fifth overall this year. What a summer he is having. The tail fell away, as it sometimes does with this England side. England got an early wicket, Shubman Gill edging Jimmy Anderson to slip in the first over. Virat Kohli got a bit of a rip snorter, caught on the rebound by Joe Root in the slips. End of the day though, Pujara and Pant batting nicely, a lead of 2-5-7.
That's, you know, it's pretty, that's pretty good.
Happy with that?
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with that. Well, it was a day of two halves. We'll be brutally honest with you. First half was all crash bang wallop, massive excitement, featuring some superb bowling from Shami and Bumrah. Really magnificent. Not to take anything away from Siraj, who actually took four for it at the end. He took four for 66. But it was a spectacle of watching Shami and Bumrah first up against Stokes and Bairstow. They had them on toast, but they couldn't quite get them out. And then Bairstow got it together, got his 100. But I want us to start with that first wicket of the day, Ben Stokes. And it's who would get him out? But of course, Lord Tucker, the partnership breaker extraordinaire. He finished with 1 for 48 in 7 overs.
So he's given
one. It's a very important one. And it was a very curious one, because the moment he came on, Stokes decided he was going down. And he was dropped by Bumrah off the third ball of the over, I think it was. Their very next ball, Stokes plays possibly his best shot of the test. Absolutely. Well, and maybe one of his best shots of the summer. Connects with it beautifully. But Bumrah, diving through the air, leaping like a caped crusader onto the ball, snatches it out of the skies. Two-handed, much to Stokes's obvious disappointment, but also mild hilarity, I'd have said.
Well, yes, it had a big smile on his face, and it was a weird innings. We've seen this from Stokes, and I don't know whether he's doing it because he's feeling like, as the leader of this new, positive, very aggressive England side, he has to go out there swinging, or otherwise he's not really putting his money where his mouth is. And maybe that's the attitude, but I don't necessarily think it's the way to go, because you look at Johnny Bairstow's 100, and here's a little bit of satisfaction for you. Do you need a bit of satisfaction?
I always need satisfaction.
Well, I thought you might.
Yeah, I can very rarely get it.
Johnny Bairstow's first 13 runs came from 63 deliveries. The next 87 runs came from just 56. So he rode a bit of a storm. He wasn't really timing it very well, struggling a little bit. Suddenly he found his groove and got going. What we didn't see with Stokes was any sense that, okay, well, I'm not quite getting it right at the moment. Let's just ease myself in, and I know that I can catch up when that ball stops becoming quite so treacherous and becomes more like that sort of ball of mozzarella that it's become after 30, 40 overs.
Well, it's odd, isn't it? Mozzarella, very good. I like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I do. And it gets sort of flattened on one side as well. What I don't understand is that, having played, this is now the fourth test match of the summer, and seen exactly what happens, and it's just undeniable statistically. The first 30 overs, seamers are taking wickets at an average of, what was it, 25, 26, 27, and that's on some pretty good pitches, you know, and Trent Bridge, where New Zealand amassed 553, for example. The overs 31 to 80, the average has now gone up to around about 70, right? Now, that means you look at the scoreboard, you think, ooh, we're getting quite close to that 30-over mark. If I can survive a bit here, just play out a couple of overs of Tucker. We've already survived the Bumrah and Shammy spells.
How good were they?
Oh, Shammy was just out of this world.
He's unlucky.
Unlucky, especially in England.
Yeah.
Whenever he comes to England, he out-bowls pretty much anybody on either side and doesn't end up with a wicket. So what did he get today? 2 for 78. I mean, that is criminal.
Mm.
He should have had like 4 for 40.
I also like the way, whenever he beats the edge for the umpteenth time, he just turns on his heel and thinks, okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
I'll carry on. I'll do it again. And he does it so well.
He does do it so well. But yes, so look, I'm not going to accuse the England captain a bit of brainlessness or tactical ineptitude, because I know what he's trying to do, and in a way he is succeeding. He's sending a signal to his team that he wants them to remain remorselessly positive and on the front foot at all times. But you'd just like to think that there might be a little bit more nous in the midst of that. He's played a lot of test cricket. And you saw what happened to Bairstow. I mean, he was trying to be positive and aggressive, but from a still base. He wasn't charging at the bowlers, was he? And a feature of Stokes this summer has been that he's just got to get at you. Now, I mean, it's very hard to get Bumrah, for example, because the man, as I mentioned on commentary, the man bowls from a yard closer to you than any other bowler in world cricket. So if he's bowling at 90 miles an hour, and he's got an extra yard
because of that hyperextending arm.
You've got yourself a bit of an issue. So just see off the issues. Test cricket is about these little passages of play, and Bairstow showed what can happen when you are in, and it was a sumptuous knock. Well, it also produced one of the most amusing lines in the Test match special commentary box, when he got his 300 in successive matches, and somebody in the box said, "Andy, when was the last time someone got 300 in successive matches?" They said, "He said Daryl Mitchell in the first three tests of the summer."
Oh yeah.
Somehow I've completely forgotten. This is what happens. Your brain goes to total mush when you spend it entirely in test cricket land. So look, that was England's approach. A little word for Matty Potts.
Yes, played
nice little cameo.
It's big six into the holly stand, a couple of lovely drives away from the offside.
And Sam Billings as well.
Yeah, played well.
He did play well. He chopped on in the end, didn't he? But it was an innings of 36, but he didn't go Burko. He got off the mark with a 4, with a loose delivery down the leg side, but he played the situation pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, he did, and he showed a little bit of resilience, and he showed patience, and maybe this is a little bit what England need to show more of, because if you contrast it with, say, Ravager Deja, who came in at a sort of similar point in the innings with the ball beginning to soften up a little bit, but early wickets having fallen, so the pressure on, he plays so well. He was patient, he waited, he acted as a support for Rishabh Pant in that first innings, and that partnership is likely to be the one that wins the game for India, because the way it took the stuffing out of England's bowlers, the way it showed what was doable on this surface, and also the momentum shifted completely. And Jadeja plays so well. He's such an elegant player. We've got the shots when he needs them, but it's just that patience. I'm going to wait for my moment, my opportunity, and you'd rather be there waving your bat and giving it the twizzle than back in the pavilion thinking, well, I've shown intent, but I've not really got anything to show for it.
It's a very strong point. Stokes could have played a little bit more the Jadeja role for Bairstow, because Bairstow, once he got going, was irresistible. And had Stokes been there with him, that would have been very handy. Instead, it was Billings who had to do that job. And then, of course, once Bairstow gets out, and you're going to get out because he got out driving expansively, then the tail's exposed, isn't it? And that meant that India could wrap them all up. Siraj, very good in the end. 4 for 66. I like Siraj. He's a good bustly bowler.
Very.
Does a bit with it as well. Does a bit, you know, young man, as dear old Jeremy might say. Exactly. 284 all out in 61.3 overs. This ridiculous pace continues with England's batting. But then their bowlers, who had their feet up for a bit longer, in fairness, because of the rain, but not in terms of overs bowled by the Indians. There's not many overs put in the Indian bowlers' legs. They come out to bowl, and Anderson straight away on the money, Shubman Gill. He'll be cheesed off with himself, won't he? Because that's twice, actually, he's got out to balls. This was probably a slightly better ball. It's a bit closer to him, but he didn't need to play.
Yeah, many better batsmen than Shubman Gill have got out in that fashion in England to Jimmy Anderson. So it happens, and you can play the most elegant, lovely cover drives and everything else, but find yourself just leaving that bat hanging out there. The late movement does for a minute. It was very much a classic Anderson delivery in England to get a wicket of a top order batsman. So it was no shame, but he'll be frustrated because he reminds me a bit of James Vince in some ways, Shubman Gill.
Yes.
He plays glorious shots. You'd think this guy's going to score a million, and then suddenly you're left scratching your head thinking, well, how's he not scored a million?
Hanuma Vihari, Has looked a bit scratchy. I mean, I feel for all the Indian batters because they've had but one bit of practice.
Mm.
And we've discovered these new balls are actually very potent for that first 25, 30 overs or so. So he's up against it, but he wasn't really moving his feet when he's got this funny little trigger that he triggers a little bit too late for my liking. So he's slightly on the move when the ball is bowled. His departure, though, brought in Virat Kohli, and we were all wondering, and a crowd here at Birmingham were wondering, a large contingent of Indian supporters, was he back on it? Well, he certainly looked back on it, didn't he, Henry? He looked in good touch, actually.
He did a couple of lovely drives, and he's such a good player to watch, Virat Kohli, when he's playing like that. And the World Game is a happier, better place when you're seeing Kohli in form, because he's like a Rolls Royce of a cricketer. He's so good to watch. And he was playing nicely. The ball was coming onto the bat nicely. He seemed to be making the most of the conditions. And then he got a brute of a ball that would have got any right-hander in world cricket out. It leapt up, caught the glove, dropped by Billings, caught in the rebound by Root.
Yeah, it was an absolute rip-snorter of a ball. Stokes delivered it. I think there's a little patch, actually, from that end. So we've seen a couple climb. We saw one hit Johnny Bairstow on the hands, and one also hit Chateshwar Pujara, which drew blood. I think there's a little patch, and Stokes found that patch, and Kohli had come forward, shoulder of the bat, as you say, all a bit comical, because Billings just put out a right hand and parried it, and Stokes caught it with his other hand. So it's like right hand Billings, right hand Root. Two hands were involved, but only one single hand of each person, so to speak. Anyway, that was the end of Kohli, which brought together Pujara and Punt. Very, very contrasting players. Pujara, classical, splendid defence. Not as pleasing on the eye, perhaps, but he brought up his half century right at the back end of the day. They put on 50 together, and it was just good test match verities. When you've got your side where you want them, you just stay with your foot on the throat.
Stay there, keep batting, keep scoring runs, keep making sure that you're hanging about and that you're keeping the pressure on, rotate the strike. And something interesting I noticed about Pujara this year is, we mentioned it, is that in the field last year, there were sort of elements of people saying, well, he's not looking quite as mobile as he could.
But he was a bit of a joke in the field, actually. He was very slow. People would always take a run if it went to him in the infield.
But it seems like he's had a little bit of repairing done to the old knees, and he's moving much more swiftly. And what that means with his batting as well is he can drop the ball and run. So it just keeps the energy to the innings going. And so he's rotating the strike. That breeds confidence, and that breeds the sort of performance that we've seen today. Lovely to see. Pujara is a sort of player who's a traditional test match cricket. I'm not sure Pujara would fit into baseball necessarily.
No.
But look who's there with runs to his name in this second inning.
And look who are the strong, strong favourites to win this game as well, you would have to say. I think it's time for the Advanced Hair Studio Hall of Fame. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, advancedhairstudio.com/final word. 15% off, 100% guaranteed hair restoration from the world's leaders in hair restoration. Think what they could do to me. Think what they could do to Shammy, we said yesterday. Think what they could do to Ravi Shastri.
Well,
I'm not sure that he would. Well, I know, I'd give it a whirl.
He's got quite a good head of hair.
He's got quite a good head of hair, but just I would just think that he could be enhanced. He could be touched up just a little bit myself. So you get yourself onto it. advancedhair.com/final word, 15% off. So, nominations for the Hall of Fame. Henry.
Yes, first of all, I'm going to say Virat Kohli again. Great day with the bat until he got out. I know that sounds silly, but you know what I mean. He was playing very nicely. It's what was happening when he was having that little tete-a-tete with Johnny Bairstow. They were having a few words, a bit of chat in that Bairstow innings. And then dismissal, Kohli there. When Bairstow went, Kohli gave it the which I liked. And as somebody pointed out on social media, it's quite bold of Virat Kohli to blow a kiss to somebody that scored 300s in the last 3 weeks when you yourself have not scored 100 for 2.5 years.
Yes. Well, that is Virat Kohli, though, isn't it?
But it is. He's a showman, and you wouldn't want it any other way, because he's entertaining and he's brilliant and he's full of energy. And even when the bat beats the outside edge, he's appealing and he's running and he's just excitable. And every element of watching this India side, you feel he is the heartbeat of what they're doing. And I love that showmanship. I love the blowing of a kiss. I just think it's all really good fun.
Well, I agree with you. I would add to that, it's more Kohli-based madness, is him trying to attract the attentions of Jasprit Bumrah. because every now and then Jesper Brummer will say, yes, I'll have a listen. And then other times, he'll just completely ignore him. And Coley has to be involved at all times, doesn't he? And he appeals when batsmen leave the ball, which I particularly enjoy. There's a high energy to Coley that, he's probably the highest of all energies. I don't know what it was, like a black hole of energy.
He is. I imagine when Virat Coley was young, birthday morning, he would have been up and early. He would have been quite excitable, I imagine.
What have I got? Is it another bat? Is it a net? Is it a thigh pad?
You got it.
Is it Sunil Gavaskar's autobiography? Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it would be like that. Yeah. And it would be about 3 o'clock in the morning, I would imagine, badgering you. So that's our nominations.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, Matty Potts' six we've mentioned.
Ooh, I like that.
I particularly like that. And there was a superb piece of time wasting right at the very end. And nice. I've got to say, this is elite time wasting. With 6 minutes to go, Joe Root about to bowl. Two overs should have been possible. Somehow, Rishabh Pant and Chetheshwar Pujara managed to eke out 4.5 minutes of gardening, running repairs, taking guard.
And my favourite of all, swapping a shoelace.
Swapping a shoelace.
When I head to the shops, I sometimes look down, I think, do you know what? That shoelace, I'd better swap that. You know?
I would say daily occurrence, isn't it?
Then I did bring back memories of Jimmy Anderson and Monty Panesar at Cardiff in 2009.
Well, everybody does it. Everybody time wastes. Very briefly, because I don't want to whine on about it. Today, 15 overs remained unbowled.
No, that's not...
15 of the scheduled overs. You hate it.
I hate it. Can I be boring for a moment? Even more so.
Yeah, okay.
I can be boring for 15 minutes, but I'm going to be even more so, because to me, it's a bit like if you go to a party and you're offered, say, you buy your ticket and with it you get 5 drinks. You show up, you've had 3, and suddenly they say, no, sorry, I'm afraid you can't have the other 2. You are buying a ticket for a certain amount of something and you're not getting it. The audience are paying for that much. The women's test match at Taunton this week, England versus South Africa, there was one day when 109 overs were scheduled and they got pretty much to it. They've got as many seam bowlers. I know it's a shorter run-up, I know, but they're still DRS. They still were changing that ball from time to time. There is no excuse. Get on with it.
Well, I suppose the excuse today was that the ball got changed 4 times in 45 overs. That shouldn't take up 15 overs. These balls are dreadful. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, I'd imagine. But with India extremely well placed to kick on tomorrow, put England in, maybe a roundabout tee, set them a target of 500, which England will go for because they've said they'll go for anything.
And they'll win it by about, I don't know, 6:30.
They could do. Tomorrow could be the last day of this series, which is one of the longest series of all time, gone on for nearly a year. Anyway, it's enough from me, Daniel Norcross, from Henry Moran. Until tomorrow, goodbye. I had to go.